Hi there, I'm Mark Swallow, and I'm glad you are joining me for today's God Is podcast. Let's get started learning who God is. Thank you for joining me today from wherever you are and by however you listen, as we meet together coast to coast here in the United States and all the way around the world. This is a new day and a new week and a new month in what is still a fairly new year. And today I want to welcome in new listeners on five new radio stations. By the will and grace of God, we're expanding and now on the following stations. Starting today, we will be broadcasting in Massachusetts on 103.7 FM in Boston, 102.1 FM in Quincy, and 88.5 FM in Gloucester. We're happy to partner with Renew FM to broadcast to you God Is here in New England. If you are listening on Renew FM, we are so happy to have you. And welcome to those of you listening on WFAM 1050 AM in Augusta, Georgia, and WSKY 1230 AM in Asheville, North Carolina. We are very happy to have you joining us from Augusta, Georgia, and Asheville, North Carolina, and to continue our partnership with the Wilkins family of stations. You all will join a growing family of listeners all the way across the country and around the world. If longtime listeners will be just a little patient, I will make you aware of my website and podcast. The website is www.godisministry.org. That's godisministry.org. And there is a lot to explore there. So take a little time and pull it up on your web browser. Let me give you some of the highlights. Right there in the center of the homepage are free podcasts of all the God Is radio broadcasts so that you never have to miss a radio broadcast. You just hop on the website and listen. This is a good way to stay up to date on the teaching. Just joining us? Well, go to the website and listen to past broadcasts, godisministry.org. You can also subscribe to the God Is podcast and get it downloaded automatically to your phone or tablet by clicking the link for Subscribe to Podcasts at the bottom left-hand corner of the homepage. Some of you are introduced to a podcast through the radio and then prefer to listen as a podcast. It's great. We're all set up for that, so do visit godisministry.org today. The podcast is why I welcome listeners from around the world, because we do have them and we love our international group of listeners. So please tell others about the God Is free podcast. While on the website, you can also learn more about me from the About Pastor Mark link. You can read about the gospel and you can listen to my old podcast, Definition, which is still posted there. Plus, you can contact me by clicking the link simply marked Contact. And for those of you who use Facebook and Instagram, follow God Is there. Just click the icons at the top of the homepage for Facebook and Instagram and join us on social media. All of this is easy to access at godisministry.org. And finally, any comments or questions, just send me an email to mark@godisministry.org. That's Mark with a K. So mark@godisministry.org. The final thing I want to say by way of introduction as we begin the week together is that I have the conviction, I believe that our one true source for teaching us about the nature and character of the living God is the Bible. I believe the Bible is God's holy, inspired, and inerrant in the original manuscripts, and His infallible word. When the Bible speaks, God speaks. All that God wants to say to us is here, and that is why we read, discuss, and apply the Bible to our lives every day. In our ongoing quest to discover who God is in the Bible, we have come to Genesis chapter 3. Our new series, fairly new anyway, has the title God and Satan and Man and Woman. We are in just the first verse of Genesis 3, which reads, "Now the serpent was more crafty than any beast of the field which the Lord God had made. And he said to the woman, 'Indeed, has God said, you shall not eat from any tree of the garden?'" We've been focused on this serpent, and we have said that while the serpent is not Satan, Satan has so possessed this serpent so as to be the voice the first woman hears. Into the perfect paradise of God, the garden in Eden, where there previously was only good, we suddenly and shockingly have evil. And what we have been doing is to trace the source of this evil back to Satan. The question, when and how did evil originate, has led us to Satan. And that took us beyond Genesis to two other Old Testament texts. The first one, which we have read and discussed, is Isaiah chapter 14. If you want to read about the first sinner, Satan, and his war against God in heaven, read Isaiah 14. The second text is Ezekiel chapter 28. Specifically, we want to look at verses 11 through 19 in Ezekiel 28. So if you have your Bible handy, turn with me to that great chapter of the Bible, Ezekiel 28, verses 11 through 19. On last Thursday, January 28th, 2021, we began our discussion of the Ezekiel 28 passage, and the first thing we learned about Satan is that he was originally created by God, perfect, wise, and beautiful. That's right here in verse 12 of Ezekiel chapter 28. "Thus says the Lord God, you have the seal of perfection, full of wisdom, and perfect in beauty." Satan is not ugly. Satan is beautiful. Ezekiel chapter 28 and verse 12. Then on Friday, just a few days ago, January the 29th, we learned, second, that Satan was in the garden in Eden. Verse 13 of Ezekiel 28 begins, "You were in Eden, the garden of God." Indeed, he was. This is an important connection between Genesis 3 and Ezekiel 28. Satan has been in God's heavenly garden, and Satan has been in God's earthly garden. He's like an invasive weed. He comes into the garden to wreak havoc and destruction and to choke away healthy life. So far, we have two things that are true of Satan, and then we have a third, also in verse 13. Before he sinned against God in heaven, Satan was covered in precious stones. This is quite a list we have here in verse 13. The ruby, the topaz and the diamond, the beryl, the onyx and the jasper, the lapis lazuli, the turquoise and the emerald, and the gold. No wonder this angel was so beautiful. And this tells us that when he was a holy angel, Satan lived under God's glory and grace. We then compare this to the breastplate of the high priest in the book of Exodus chapter 39, and to the design of God for the New Jerusalem in the eternal heavens. The New Jerusalem is made of beautiful, precious stones. We read about them in Revelation 21. I am not going to repeat Friday's broadcast. If you want to hear it, check out the podcast on my website. The final insight we gleaned from Ezekiel chapter 28 and the evil one on Friday was this. When a holy angel named Lucifer, Satan was the original worship leader. Before his fall, that holy angel led heaven in the worship of holy God. The voice of God says through Ezekiel, again in verse 13, "The workmanship of your settings and sockets was in you. On the day that you were created, they were prepared." Now, where do I get worship leader out of this? In any good Bible, there will be a note in the margin or along the bottom of the page that explains that the word settings here is actually tambourines, and the word for sockets is flutes. Tambourines and flutes are musical instruments used in heaven in praise to God. Note that God says Satan was created. He is a created being. God made him. And God made this angel to lead the praises of all the angels towards God, who alone is worthy of praise. Satan was God's highest creation. And according to Merrill Unger, quote, he was created to be a diadem of praise to his creator, unquote. The worship leader of all of heaven defected. He surrendered the honor and the privilege God had given him to bring glory to the Lord of heaven as the diadem of praise unto God. All right, this completes our review. We all need the reminder. A lot has happened in our lives since Friday. But hopefully what I have just shared will bring along you new listeners right into what I want to say today with a fifth insight from Ezekiel chapter 28. We will not have long to discuss this, but we'll start with this again here tomorrow. The fifth insight. Satan was a cherub. And a cherub is an angel who defends the holiness of God. Cherubs are defenders of divine holiness, and that is what Satan was. Listen to Ezekiel 28, verse 14. You were the anointed cherub who covers, and I placed you there. You were on the holy mountain of God. You walked in the midst of the stones of fire. What does this mean? We shall find out. When, Lord willing, we meet right back here again tomorrow. Today we welcomed in our new friends and we did some review. Thank you for your patience. Tomorrow we will learn about cherubs as we continue to trace the origin of evil right back to Satan where it belongs. I am so happy to have new listeners and old listeners. By that I do not mean age, but experience with God is. And I hope that all of you will come back and join us again tomorrow for Tuesday's God Is. Thank you for listening to this God Is podcast. Drop me an email and tell me what you think. mark@godisministry.org. That's mark@godisministry.org. Please do share this with others and be sure and join me for the next one.